There is no darker sin than ingratitude. By Alexander Smellie, from The Hour of Silence, 1899. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Luke chapter 17, verse 17. Only one leper returned to give God thanks. 9 continued on their way, unmindful, ungrateful. And why was that? Perhaps they knew the danger of committing themselves to Jesus, knew that he was narrowly watched and suspected, knew that even to receive a cure from him was in itself an offense to many. My Lord, I seek grace not to be so cowardly." Perhaps they were afraid that now the Master would have a claim upon them and would begin to press that claim. He who had given them their health might demand their loyalty, and they were not ready to yield it. "My Lord, I would be more consecrated than they." Perhaps they were seized with the wish to mix with the world, to go back to its affairs, to play their part in its business. They were impatient of delays which detained them from the promotion of their own interests. "My Lord, I would learn to hate such selfishness." Perhaps they thought that they had only got what was their due. They thought that the loathsome disease was an injustice and a grievance, and health was their right, and they need not be profoundly grateful. Ah, my Lord, teach me to watch against this self-conceit and pride. Perhaps they told themselves that their benefactor was no longer necessary to them. The pressure of urgent need was past, and its disappearance makes a vast difference. My Lord, let me never forget your untold benefits. There is no darker sin than ingratitude. I entreat you, Lord Jesus, to save me from it.